At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Winter is Crappening. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on our show.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. This is Ben and Ronnie from the Watch What Crappens podcast. Okay? So go listen to us on that. And if you're on the Watch What Crappens feed, go sign up for this feed. Don't you want two episodes a week delivered, the same episode delivered to your podcast app every week? But we love numbers, so go do that.
We do.
Okay,
this is true. This is
so
very true.
Welcome to House of the Dragon. This is episode 4 of House of the Dragon. Dragons in the Attic, girl. Finally, I thought they were gonna play this for like seasons and seasons. Like, does the uncle want to bang the niece? Like, what's gonna happen? Oh my god, is it season 2? Are they finally gonna bang? They're like, nope, episode 4. Well, just give it right to him.
Yeah, they move things along pretty quickly on this show, it turns out. Like, they already killed the crab feeder. Not only is he dead, it's like almost like it did it matter that he was ever alive? I don't know. Like, it didn't seem like there was any. It was just like, okay, cool. And now they've already, you know, like, Daemon and Rhaenyra have already had, like, sort of sex. I don't know if they really even I assumed they were having sex at first, but then I was like, are they having sex?
No, he
were they just getting impotent. Close?
He went limp because he can't handle a woman, like, having the power. Like, the second she got into it, he was like, and lost my boner. Like, the first time when he was with Missaria or whatever and the Hua house.
Oh, that's right. He did do that. Okay, so, yeah. Well, okay.
They just made out a lot and like played with each other's private parts, but like, I don't think it was technically sex.
He's like, the fact that you're my underage niece of 7 and 10 years, that gives me a boner. But the actual doing of the deed, lose the boner.
Yeah. But they're moving quite quickly with the plot and stuff. I mean, Daemon showed up with season 2 hair already. I was like, yes,
they didn't
posh
even
spice.
That.
Yes, posh spice. He's got like the angular, you know, David Beckham's wife hair. It's like, you go, Daemon. I mean, there is nothing that says a confident man like showing up with posh spice hair. Love it.
I know. I wish the short hair were explained. Like, they didn't give us like a scene of Missaria being like, I shall cut your hair now, my king, because you are a true warrior. He just showed up like, hey, I hit up Fantastic Sam's on the way over to, you know, King's Landing, and this is my new look. Sort of like a bleach blonde, posh spice meets Katie Lang a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's like Fantastic Sam's, but it's spelled S-A-E-M-S.
Fantastic Sam Tawaz.
So we start, we know this is going to be heavy on the incest hints, at least, at the very beginning, because we start with the close-up of the necklace that he gave Ray Ray in episode 1. The incest necklace.
Yes.
She's just like fingering it. She's like, look at me thinking about my uncle. She still wears it every day. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to my uncle, but I wish I had a hot uncle. I mean, this show makes it look so sexy. You know, I saw a tweet that that was saying, by the way, House of the Dragon Twitter is hilarious. The tweets are so funny. And someone had one that said, everybody when Jaime and Cersei were fucking, and like the grossed out face, but everybody when Ray Ray and Daemon are fucking, everyone's like cheering. And yeah, that's kind of true, but they were twins. I mean, that is a slight different grade on the incest tree.
Right. At least now there's like a little bit of generational distance, you know, and like it's like they're a little bit, they're not from the same. Cersei and Jaime were like two twigs off the same branch. These are just like two different branches, but very close branches.
Right. You know? Like they're so two, still not great. They're two different trees in the same garden. You know,
I think they're on this. I think they're pretty much on the same tree. I just think they're a little farther away on the tree than Jaime and Cersei were, you know?
Okay. I'll go ahead and give that to you. I'll give the tree branch fucking your uncle.
Thank you for letting my analogy go forward. So anyway, so Rhaenyra is just like sitting on like a throne type thing. I mean, it's a throne. It's not the throne. It's just a non-sorted throne.
It's and the non-infected throne. Okay.
Yeah.
She's basically the non-tetanus throne or whatever.
Non-tetanus throne. She's basically having, you know, Westeros bachelorette right now. Like basically like a bunch of guys have lined up to have her hand and she has to give out final roses. And
I'm sorry, but you do not get this human-fed crab. Sorry.
Just giving out crabs to people. No pun intended. So there's like some like stuffy old guy who's like trying to make his case for why he'd be just like a great husband. And he's like, oh, well, the views across the marshes are inspiring. So said Queen Alizan herself when she honored my father and I. And she's like,
yeah.
She's like, did you think my great grandmother's as beautiful as they say? Because you're old, so you would have seen her. Old person.
Yeah. And everyone's laughing because they're like, oh my God, she's ageist. I love it. And the guy she's with, I forgot his name, but he's like, that was unseemly, princess. Right? I mean, that was naughty, hilarious, but naughty, you shady little bitch. And she's like, well, what's unseemly? Some hairy, moob, toothless fuck wanting to marry me because he has a view of trees. All right, we barely have windows. All right, everyone sees trees.
I like this guy saying, that was unseemly. Okay, now, here's a little boy for you to date. I think you got your unseemly priorities incorrect.
He's like, all right, go away, old man. We've got a child for you next. And let me tell you, princess, this is going to be the most dramatic season ever.
So the advisor's like, okay. So this kid comes up, he's like, hello. And the advisor's like, well, you know, the Blackwoods are an ancient house with a formidable army and the Riverlands. They once ruled as kings. The blood of the first men flows in their veins. In other words, I think you should marry a little boy. I think that's what you should do.
So the little kid comes up, the Blackwood, and he's like, my princess, ours is a bond that has long endured since Lucas Blackwood aided the dragon in his war of conquest. And then some smart-ass guy with the bowl haircut who thinks he's all great. It's like the Justin Bieber haircut of their time. Is like, oh, the Blackwood sure turned the tide on that one, eh, squirt?
Everyone's like, whoa, like a sick Blackwood's burn. The kid's like, no, our history is deeply rooted in this land, which your house has made its home, and its chosenness of match, princess, your day shall be easy and your nights shall be safe under my protection. And then the dick is like, your protection? The princess has a dragon, you dumb cut fitness. And everyone's like,
and Ray Ray's like, ugh, this is annoying. So she gets up to leave. She's like, I'm not even staying for this, okay? Like, take the child, take the old person, find someone in the middle, and call me, okay? Call me. So she leaves, and then we hear sword fighting, and she's like, oh, God. So she turns back, and the little kid's like, you want a piece of me, Biba? You want a piece of me? And she's like, gross. So she turns to leave, and then we hear, blah, blah. So she turns around, and someone is dead on the floor, and it's the smartass with Bieber hair.
Good.
Later, sucker. And the little kid's like, You fucked with Blackwood for the wrong time, bitch!
Now I want snack! Is it snack time? So
Smackwood
now,
for Blackwood!
Do we have Fig Newtons in the kingdom? So now Ray's on a ship. So basically, she's supposed to be out there doing, you know, The Bachelorette for a few more, like, if it has a few more seasons left in it. And she's like, no, we're canceling this show. Get me a ship. Take me back to King's Landing. So now she's on a ship. And she's on there with Kristen. Corlin. Well, no, not Corlin. What? Yeah, Corlin. Wait, why am I blanking on Kristen's last name? What's his last name again?
LaCroix.
Doesn't matter. Either way, Kristen. Here's an update about Kristen, Ronnie, that I think is very important. Someone on Twitter sent this. And I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I knew this was going to happen. I was going to write your name down, and then I didn't, and now I forgot your name, so I apologize. So this person did some research into the actor who plays Kristen, and they discovered that Kristen's father, late father, was the guy who played Simon Bolt on Sisters, the British guy that Celia Ward has an intense, you know, romance with. So the fact that Kristen is connected to the show Sisters, that his father played an iconic role on that show, I think is a pretty big deal.
It's a full circle moment.
Full
circle.
Can I
be honest? Never watched Sisters.
Wow.
After all of this. Never even watched it. I was a kid and I just remember it being on, what was it, Friday nights or... Wasn't it on like Saturdays after Golden
Saturdays
Girls
at 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Yes. And my mom would be like, you can't watch that. That is called Sinsters. Okay. That is sin. That is pure sin. And so I wasn't allowed to watch that. I just know all the actors from it from their other stuff. See the Wars, Susie Kurtz. So that's how I know Sisters. And I know you love it. So I've been trying to like kind of, you know, get in on the Sisters thing. But I got to be honest, I don't know fucking Sisters. Okay. And, you know, people started asking us about Sisters. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I literally don't know how to answer this except to say it's sin. It's sin. So
I have to say, this is like a bombshell moment right here in the middle of winter's crapping.
I know.
Some real revelations. Well, that's fine, Ronnie. I'm glad you're out of the sister's closet or the unsister's closet.
It's hurting my soul lying about it so much.
You didn't lie about it. You just let us all make assumptions and you didn't challenge. You're basically like Evan Hansen. Okay, you were like, it's like, dear Ronnie Karam.
But back to this show, it still is kind of like The Bachelor, because you know in the previews for The Bachelor, they're like, here's 30 guys lined up, and then one guy gets like stabbed in the stomach with a sword, and then they cut to like the glamorous trips on boats and stuff. So now we're on the boat part of the trip. And
Kristen
there.
Cole. Kristen Cole is his name. I apologize.
Kristen Cole, yes. Yeah, Kristen Cole. It's a very soap opera name. And Ray is like, oh, how do you think daddy's going to take it that I didn't pick a man? And he's like, well, you rejected everyone and you're ending your tour with 2 months remaining. So probably it's not going to be great. And it's a dragon. They look up and there's a dragon and it comes and kind of dive bombs there.
Like sort of hits the ship a little bit, which was a little rude. And Ray falls over and Kristen's like, oh my God, are you okay? Where's, I'll get the Meister. He'll put a leech on your head. It'll fix everything.
And she's like, I'm fine. That guy's getting hometown.
Yeah. She's just like, I fucking the dragon. Like, oh yeah, let's get back to King's Landing.
Yeah. So now is the king's time to go to work. So he's got people there, like we all do, you know, handing
glam
you
squad.
Your crown, handing you your sword, delinting you, you know, making sure your sores aren't showing, you know.
They're like, yes, love this look that we're going for right now, King. It says royal, but also not fingers falling off. Love this for you. Yes, queen. I mean, king.
So he's got like a big, you know, meeting with the crowd, like a city council type thing. And Ray walks in and is like giving her snotty little look. And he sees her and he's like, I'm so annoyed with you. How dare you? I set up a television show for you and you didn't even show up. What will K-R-A-I-S Harrison think about this?
So then like the crowd, there's like a path in the crowd, and then in walks Damon, and he's got a hatchet and short hair that's unexplained, but his hair got short somewhere between killing, you know, creepy Shelley Duvall and arriving. He also decided, you know what, let's refresh the look. So he comes in and he's like walking up very solemnly to the king, and he gets close. So then there's that one, you know, there's always that stupid guard that's like, don't walk any further. I'm going to put my sword on your chest as if you did not just kill someone that everyone's been trying to kill for 4 years. And I'm going to be the one that's going to stop you right now. But okay, I'll do this anyway. I'm putting my sword on your chest.
And Daemon walks into the sword like, sword on my chest, brother. And Daemon hands his sword over and he's like, add it to the chair, mic drop. And just drops the sword and it's like, clank, clank, clank. And the king's like, oh, and you wear a crown? Do you also call yourself king? And he's like, well, listen, after we smashed the triarchy, I was named the king of the sea. But I know it's only one king, your grace. My crown and my stepstones are all yours.
And by the way, that triarchy crown was an embarrassment. Like,
that was shit. Like,
it was like, what sort like of arts and crafts shit was that?
Yeah, that was some twiggy shit from Home Goods. We've all seen it. It was like one of those twiggy centerpiece things you put a candle in the middle of, and he just took out the glass part and just wears it as a crown.
It was like, who from Triarchy went off to sleepaway camp in the middle of the war and came back like, look, they have all sorts of really cool classes. Like, you could camp, but you can also take art classes. I made a crown. Do you want this? Like, all right, I guess this will be our crown because we don't have anything else. But if anyone wants to make a better crown, they're like, no, we don't want to. We'll use that one.
So the king asks him who holds the stepstones now. And he's like, well, crabs and 2,000 dummies staked to the sand to warn those who might follow them.
Like, so we basically spent 3 episodes hearing about Triarchy and the stepstones. And now, like, just no one's there. Like, you just killed it. Now no one wants to even own it. It's just going to be there. Okay, fine. Sure.
So he's like, rise, rise, Daemon, rise. And we're like, oh my God, is he going to kill Daemon? What's he going to do to Daemon? But no, the king's a wuss. So he's like, great job, brother. Let's hug. So everyone's like, oh my God, hugs. I love when it ends in hugs and not people staked to the ground. I mean, it kind of did end with people staked to the ground, but it's not stinking up our air. So that's good. Yay, hugs.
Yeah, it was very much like at the end of like a Real Housewives reunion when Andy can make 2 people who've been fighting all season just hug at the end. You're like, oh, that was a great way to end the reunion. Good job. By the way,
they're already fighting again before credits roll.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Daemon, I'm sorry. Like, it was cool that you brought a sword to add to the throne, but I personally, you know what I would have wanted? Crabs. I mean, hello. Like, can we not get some revenge on those crabs? Can we not have a big crab feast? Like, we could all get out our mallets, put on some bibs. I think it would have been like a great occasion at the castle. But
this crab is delicious. It tastes like Aunt Jocelyn. Anyone else? I'm gonna eat your human-fed crab.
Aunt Jocelyn, she wasn't eaten by crabs. She was sent to a pillow house in the Free Cities. How could you say that?
We go to a party or whatever, like the after party, the meeting after party, if you will. And Ray Ray's eating a cookie. She's like, I'm so bored with cookies. Boring.
Yeah.
Hey, what flavor is this? Boring flavored.
Where are the pigs in a blanket? No, I want actual pigs in blankets to be here, please. Thank you. So now Viserys and Daemon are like, they're like old friends again. They're joking. And the king, he's like, oh, I will not revisit this debate. You are always mother's favorite. Isn't it good that we are friends again? Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Yeah. And he's drunk. Like the king is just drunk again. Get it together, king. Okay. You can't be scaly and drunk. You have to like pick one or the other. So Ray Ray's like, congrats, Uncle D. Would you like a boring cookie made out of boring juice? And he's like, I'm going to give you some sexy look. And Allison's like, do you want to see some tapestries? We've got new tapestries over there. That's the Game of Thrones way of saying, I got the couch recovered. You want to see it? He's like, tapestries? Gross.
No, these are great tapestries. They're actually in full HD. It's amazing. And they also come with their own apps. So you can find out what the scores are on the various different jousts going on around the kingdom. He's like, And the king's like,
No one knows what to do if they can't type on their scroll. All right. Stop trying to make tapestries happen.
Yeah. And so Rhaenyra's like, well, I'd like to see them. And then the king's like, well, then you should not deprive yourself. Enjoy the tapestries, girl. So she well, you assume that she goes off to look at the tapestries, but then she just sits on a bench. I'm like, well, you're not going to see the tapestries from the bench, Ray Ray.
Oh, that's what I thought the tapestries were. I thought she was saying, like, look, we've got new tapestries I recovered the couch with.
But she just goes to a bench outside, and like she just sits on this bench. Like,
yeah.
And I guess she's just like, waiting for the tour.
God, look at that sexy walk to the tapestries or wherever. And Alicent goes to join her. And I write in my notes shortened names, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote Alan Ray. Like, what is this, a bowling team? Alan Ray go sit on the bench waiting for their turn.
Yeah, so they have like girl time. Because Allison's like, well, I surmise the tour didn't go so well. And she's like, Ray's like, no. I just like, I endured it as long as I could. And Allison's like, well, having every night fawning over you, what misery. 'Tis rare for girls in this realm to get a choice between two suitors, lest two score suitors. You just got queen burned. Queen burn.
She's like, well, they just want to use my offspring for blood. And she's like, but that's kind of romantic, isn't it? Romantic to be imprisoned in a castle to squeeze out heirs for an ugly, smelly, scaly person. She's like, okay, that was a bit harsh.
It's like, sorry. What I meant to say is, how pathetic it must be to give up all your morals and standards just to sleep with some old fuck whose finger just fell off. Am I right? Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you were really quite right there. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. What I'm trying to say is, I mean, they line up with stupid gifts like little model dragons. I mean, what fucking losers? Is somebody supposed to be turned on by that? Why are you crying? Why are you crying then?
I guess what I'm trying to say is one of the joys about being young and hot is you can really experiment with so much hot, long, hard D. Am I right? Oh, are you quite all right, Alicent? You seem to be sobbing.
She's like, so is Daddy mad? And Alicent says, the king went through great effort to arrange your tour, and he's frustrated, but I'm glad you're home. I find I have few friends lately. I like to believe Lady Alicent is still there, but now all anyone sees is an extremely rich lady with a giant house and fresh tapestry, so sue me.
I like that Dad's all mad about this. Like, when in the history of dating has it ever been like, hey, I know you want to go on to Tinder to find a match, but I found some people and here you can date them. And this is the only ones you can date. Like, that's not going to work out. It's always going to be the missed connections on Craigslist or whatever, not what Dad picks.
Or at least Raya. Like, you've got to give her another influencer dating app. You can't just have her go on Tinder. You know?
Yeah.
She needs to know the important people, see all their pics, be able to see how many followers they have, etc.
She needs to get onto Dragon, spelled DRGNRN or something like that. You know, there's like some hookup app called Dragon. You open up your scroll and you like click. It's like, purr.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
It's commercial.
So then we go outside and Damon is staring up at the sun. He's got his eyes closed, like tilted up to the sun. Okay, Paley, you paleontologist, you're going to need a little sunscreen there, okay? You're going to walk back inside as a liver spot. Just warning you.
Yeah. So Ray Ray's like, you seemed so content on Dragonstone. Why did you come back? There's surely more to your return than simply taunting my father. And he's like, no, I want the comforts of home, you know, sitting on a throne of all swords, comforts like that and such.
Just wanted to come home to sleep drunk on the throne room floor, really. Can you blame me? And they're talking about
new tapestries.
And so it's like very romantic because every time they see each other, they're like, oh, he's like, I like to try and figure out if I can see what they're talking about without reading the subtitles, because like that's how I watch French shows. I'm like, I wonder if I just know French from watching so many French shows. And of course I don't. But just from listening to this conversation, it sounds like they're talking about like the greatest spy shit of all time. They're like, they're like, hey, do you like bread? I love bread. Do you eat pickles on your bread? Not really. I don't like pickles. I like pickles.
They definitely sound like The Sims. I don't know if you ever played that video game, but like in The Sims, everyone talks like, Tara Ma, hafashapatafatafa, hashapatapata, hatafata. And you're like, I don't, it's just like gobbledygook, you know?
Simsters.
Yeah.
With the Sim word.
So basically she's complaining about like, oh, well, my father seems happy to sell me off to like whichever lord has the biggest castle. And he's like, there are worse things to be sold for marriage as only a political arrangement. Because once you are married, you can do whatever you want. Everyone's pretty much kind of like, stop complaining, Ray Ray. Like, yeah. Like Allison is like, some of us don't even get a choice between two guys and you have like 45 guys. And he's like, all you have to do is just get married and then you can just like cheat on whoever. Like, get with it, Ray Ray.
Yeah, and he goes, I'm married to that bronze bitch. I thought that was funny. And he's like, she's fortunate you haven't put a child in her. And he says, oh, a child can't grow in such a hostile environment. And yet here I am.
Impotent.
I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
You did it, Ronnie.
She's like, my mother died trying to produce heirs, and I'm not going to do that. And he's like, listen, this was a tragedy. Life sucks, all right? But you can't live in fear. Live it in incest.
Yeah. She goes, I have no desire to live in fear, only solitude and tapestry. I would like to live in tapestries. I hear there's some new ones that are quite good.
So now the king is listening. He's in a
small council
meeting or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah. And by the way, I think Rhaenyra is in small council now. Like, she's not the Kool-Aid carrier anymore. Anyway, that's not
I can't tell. Because sometimes they put her in like a prominent place because like she is the heir and she's the princess. But then sometimes she'll just be like in a generic location. Like when Damon walked in, when he came back from the Stepstones, she was just like in the crowd. I was like, feels weird. So there's the small council, and they're talking about the Stepstones again, for crying out loud. Is there anything else going on?
Seems like we've traded a crab feeder for a sea snake.
I worked on that one all night. Yeah. I worked on that one on the land. Did the joke land?
He's like, oh, God, Corliss is still pissed I didn't marry the girl in the Elsa costume. Seriously. And Mr. Roper's like, well, he does have fried, sir. I mean, what man named Sea Snake wouldn't? I mean, if that name doesn't give you overconfidence, I don't know what will. Eh? Anyone?
So then there's a huffy old man, and he's like, well, I fear that Lord Corliss's pride is the least of our worries, okay? Turns out we have a virus from the new tapestries. Yes, we got them on the cheap, and now we've exposed ourselves to some malware. I apologize.
And Otto's like, well, sorry for the bad news, but my brother just scroll texted me, and Corliss is going to marry his daughter to the Sea Lord of Braavos' son. And if House Valerian entered into alliance with the Free Cities, then we would have to seek our own marriage pact. Oh, I mean, my God, marriage. Jesus Christ. You can't fuck without being married. Do these people know that?
And so then now it's like at night, and there's a baby crying. And basically, Alicent is in her room trying to get her baby to go to sleep. And but then while she's doing that, Rey is walking to her room. I think there's a lot of parallels in this episode about like, ooh, Alicent is trapped and bored. She's stuck with a baby having sex with a old man who's falling apart, literally old falling apart. Like, she's every night they have sex, she's afraid that he's gonna pull out and the penis is gonna stay in her. Okay, so like, that's what she's doing. But Ray is like young and free and has opportunities, and so she goes into her room where, you know, hot Kristen is like, good night, my lady. And you know, there's like that sort of, there's like a, you know, she's a little bit of sexual chemistry there, but she also has sexual chemistry with her uncle. So the point is that there's like opportunities that are exciting for Rey that are not there for Alicent.
So she goes into her room and she's doing that like, well, the day's over. And she takes off her earrings and her eyelashes and her wig. It's like her Viola Davis moment where she's like,
yeah.
And she sees a scroll. It's like, bloop. And there's a scroll on the table. It's and like, so she like does her like little pattern on the scroll so it'll open up, and then it opens.
It looked like a hidden immunity idol from Survivor. It's like Jeff Probst going to show up, you know?
Yeah. And she reads it, and it's a map of her room. It's like a drawing of her room, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's a bag of clothes there, and she smells them and rifles through them, and she's like, that's it. I'm emo now. So she puts on the clothes, and the map leads her to a secret doorway behind the couch.
Yeah. By the way, I really appreciate that someone made like a treasure map of the room. Probably would have been just as easy to say, hey, the panel that's by your bed, just tap that. I don't know why I needed to be so cryptic.
Damon's like, well, it's not often I get to show my art. At the bottom, there's like a drawing of a little baby bird. I told you.
I've been working on canaries for a while. You're like, this one's pretty good.
And she's like, oh my God, this is awesome. There's a hidden doorway in my room. That's awesome. I would be so pissed if I found out I was put in a room with a hidden doorway and nobody told me. I mean, what
all the these
hell?
Years. Yeah. All these years. Also, a huge security lapse, by the way. And I thought the doorway was going to go to somewhere cool. Like the Batcave, like it's like, you know, Westeros Batman is down there. There's like, they don't really have Batmobiles, but they have like Bat Chariots or something like that. But it just leads like to outside. I was like,
well, leads to the Dragon Skull room first, where the big Dragon Skull is, which by the way has mice in it. Batmobile. You guys, we just saw fucking hundreds of maids carrying candles throughout the castle the second it started getting dark. You don't have one person to dust the damn Dragon Skull with mice inside of it. Okay, put some little mice traps in there.
That was an adorable mouse, though. I feel like if there's anywhere for there to be a mouse, like that's a cute mouse. Cause you know, that mouse has a children's book, right? Like, you know, there's a story about like Herman, the dragon mouse. And it's like every day Herman goes out and cleans the dragon skull. And then he goes back to his hole and he watches people pray at the dragon skull. And that's what he does. And it's very special. Like, it's like, it's so cute, you know, it's like a huge bestseller in Westeros.
Oh, so Daemon is meeting her, of course. Okay. And he's like, I'm in a Blackwood and you're in a little skull cap. Sexy, isn't it? So they go out and he takes her to the seedy part of the city, which I guess is just known as like the whole city.
I was going to say the whole city.
Yeah, it's not the castle, so it's total shit.
Yeah, and they're like very all about being seedy. And there's a lot of misgendering of Ray. Like everywhere she walks, people are like, out of the way, boy. Quiet, boy. Watch out, boy. And she's like, wow, this is thrilling.
She's in, like, skinny jeans. I just needed her to grunge out on something, you know? So yeah. Ray's like, where are we going? He's like, the city, baby. And so we hear like the Casino Morongo music playing as they like walk through the town. So a lady in like a skin mask or something offers, she's like, would you like a reading? No, I wouldn't, Buffalo Bill. What the fuck? Do you get customers like this?
Yeah, like if you don't, it's called upkeep. You know, like you are an outwardly facing business, so like you can't just like you have to like don't if you're going to compete with like, you know, Chantal, the fortune teller down the street, you've got to like put some effort into it. Don't give us a skin mask.
Moisturize your skin mask.
Moisturize.
You know what I mean? Make an
exfoliate.
Effort. Yeah. So the props department worked really hard on this dragon statue thing that blows out fire.
Yeah, they loved it. Because
they show it every 2 seconds. Like, and now cut to the dragon statue blowing out fire again. Like, we've already done that. They won't remember it. Do it again. It's great.
Maybe that's like the traffic light. Like, they were just different track. Like, when it's time to walk, like, it's just all pedestrian traffic lights. And so
that's
it's like
why everybody crashes all the time, because the light is always the same. It's like, okay, firelight, go. Firelight, stop. Firelight, go. Yeah. Firelight, slow.
Am I allowed to walk to the right on red? No? Yes, I never know. I never know.
Right on fire? Oh, God, I can just never get it down.
How did I get a ticket for jaywalking? Because we're all walking.
You run a red light and you burn to death. Okay, that's what's happening here. So Ray, he takes her to the theater, and of course it's like some shitty improv show about her family.
Yeah, and like while that's happening, by the way, the king is taking a bath, and Alicent is like, let me take over sponge duties just to once again parallel the fact that while Ray is doing something incredibly fun, she's going to the theater, I am scrubbing this old man's skin.
Oh, anyway. And he's got like sores all over him, and it looks like he's missing a finger or two. Like I couldn't really even count.
His fingers turned black or something. Or, yeah.
And so he's like, you have a much softer touch than they do. She's like, well, I'll inherit more. So, so then back with Ray at the play. It's about her, and they're like, oh, little girl's gonna inherit things, a woman, and everyone's like, boo, and they cut to all these women booing the woman who might get into power. I'm like, you don't support other women, okay?
No.
You don't support other women.
Yeah. Yeah, it just shows. Hillary probably would have lost here, too, you know?
It's like reading the comments on a Meghan Markle post.
So yeah, they're all boo. They all love the baby. They love the baby. They love the idea of the. Well, they're at one point they're like, you know, loved by all her people, but she would she make a powerful queen, or would she be feeble? And everyone's like, feeble. And she's like, no, not feeble. Strong.
I like her attitude about it. She's just like wooing. She's like getting a burner account. You know, they're like, a brother has two things she doesn't, a conqueror's name and a cock. And they pull out like one of those dog rope toys, but it's twisted to look like a penis.
Yeah. That was porn back then.
Yeah. That was like the most uncomfortable. That's why no one masturbated as much. It's like you get splinters, like rope splinters.
It's like, hey. Did you see the latest issue of Rope Shaped Like a Dick? It's so hot.
Clay rope.
Play rope. It's like kids like looking at a rope. So this one's shaped like boobs.
So Damien's like, see, they want a penis. I told you. She's like, their wants are of no consequence. They're poor.
And then she's like, and then she really reveals her true colors. Because as much as we like, here's the thing. Every time we start liking someone on TV, it turns out that they're problematic. And here's Ray. She goes up to a vendor who has like various, I don't know, berries or treats or whatever. And she just starts eating them. And Damon's like, you have to pay for that. Okay. And she's like, ugh. And she like spits it back out or throws it back at the vendor and then runs away without paying. And the vendor's like, stop, boy. And I'm like, the fucking privilege. I love her. It's just, it's so, it's like she's so privileged.
I love her. I don't care what she does wrong. I am team Ray. I love every bit of it. She's like, you want to boo me? That fucking vendor probably booed her, you know, the puppet version of her. And she's like, fuck you. Then I'm not paying for your little, you know, goat little cart or whatever the fuck that thing was.
Yeah. And he's like, stop, boy. Stop, boy. That was most certainly a boy.
And then we see back at Allison's room. She's like, well, I guess I'll drink in the dark with one candle.
She's like, let me pour some tea. Another hot, crazy night. I wonder if Diagnosis Murdereth is on.
Yet another book that I've gotten through that little bitch has ripped the last page out of. So I guess I won't find out how that ends tonight.
I this is fun. I like this. I'm glad I'm home tonight. I think I'll go downstairs and rearrange thing. How about I rearrange those swords? Does Oxo have a storage solution for all those swords down on the throne? I could do that.
Blows out the single candle and goes to bed, and then it comes back to Ray like on Damon's bike handles, like going down the street, like woo, living.
Yeah, but then she's like running, and then she crashes into a guard, and the guard's like, hey there, boy. And she's like, she's like, Sir Hob. And then like he recognizes her, she recognizes him, and he's like, a princess. And she's like, and then like, and then Damon starts coming, and
he does
like,
this thing at her. He's like, princess, because everyone wants to bang Ray, okay? Even the fucking guard. Wasn't that the night at the I think he was at like that picnic thing last week, that family barbecue, that family kill the white Thailand? Stag party.
I don't know. There were a lot of bearded men at that thing, so it's perfectly possible.
So he catches her and he's like, princess, you better be careful, boy. Next time you won't be so lucky, or will you be luckier? She's like, yeah, talk to you later.
So she leaves. And now there's a knock on Allison's door, and there's this, like, a lady attendant comes in, and she's like, pardon me, your grace, the king has requested your presence. And then, basically a booty call, and the king is, and Allison's like, but the hour is quite late. I'm like, you're telling the lady who's up, who's, like, professionally up right now, don't tell her that it's late. She's the one who's up.
Yeah. You think this is any better for her? You have to fuck the guy. She has to tell you to go fuck the guy. That can't be a good position to be in.
No. She has to be summoned to the king's room while he's standing there with a boner through his nightcloth saying, like, could you get me my wife, please? And she's like,
you shouldn't be so good with a sponge bath.
Yeah.
You started this so with well. That sponge bath.
He's like, more abrasive. I think
she really likes me. I'm calling her over. She's like, gross. So then Damon takes Ray to the Den of Pleasure.
A regular pillow house. So they're there, like, so they're walking through, and Ray is just like
making love, but they're doing that thing they only do, I feel like, on Game of Thrones, where it's like you walk into all these orgies in Game of Thrones and everyone's like modern dancing.
I know.
Like, doing like slow cartwheels on the ground. Guys.
It's like a weird 90s video, music video, right? Everyone's like, it's like shadows, and there's like curtains blowing and like ornate fixtures, and it feels
I feel like reality is more like, ow, not there. Okay, there. Okay, not there. Okay, there. And you're like, are you Hillary's mom?
Yeah, it's just like all like, it's like sensual, and it's like some weird like softcore thing, whatever. So she's walking through
like
that.
Like Bob Fosse, like,
sex.
Okay, sex. It's an orgy. Guys.
And it's like cut between that, like this like very beautiful, poetic, sexual freedom to like Allison having sex with the king and all his like decaying skin on his back. And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I hate this.
And then back to the orgy. Everyone's like modern dancing. I'm like, where's the Ronnie here? The person with the towel just walking around trying to find things to clean up.
And I like, they've been walking around forever. And then Ray finally turns to Damon and goes, what is this place? Oh, it's the cafeteria. What else?
It's Target. It's fucking Target. What do you think?
What do you think? Everyone's having sex.
And she's like, and everyone's watching them walk in because he's taken off their disguises. I think you already said that. But he's here's our disguises, everybody. Hello, it's me, Damon. I'm about to fuck Ray. Anyone want to watch? Surely no one will tell.
Yeah, I felt like that was an intentional act on his part. I think he wanted Ray to get discovered personally. Yeah. I think this was part of his plan.
He's trying to damage the goods so he can get a discount on that shit.
That's exactly right. So so they're walking around and it's like wow, what a fascinating sexual place where women's breasts are on display, but nothing else. No penises. So
we almost saw a peen. We got close.
We saw the beginnings of a blowjob, but that's gonna upset some straight men, so they didn't show it.
Yeah, they did a lot of blending, which I liked. They were like gay guys, like there was everybody doing it in there, which I don't need to go to a blended orgy, but I appreciate that they exist, I guess. He's like, this is what people come take what they want. And then they look like they're going to make out, but then they don't. And they look, and then she watches people boning, and then he's like pouting and putting his face against her face.
Yeah.
And he turns her around. Fucking is a pleasure, you see. And then they almost kiss, and then they kiss, and now they're making out. And I'm like, yeah. Cut to the queen, like, oh, God, really wanted to know how that book ended.
And the king is like, says the thing that everyone wants to hear when someone's fucking, marriage is a duty, but that doesn't stop us from doing what we want. That's Damon.
That's Damon. Could you imagine? The king doesn't say anything. This is what the king says. This is exactly how it's written in the script. Ugh, grunt. Grunt.
Sorry.
Is he going to cough? No, he's not coughing. Sighing. Is he sighing? Is he dying? He's losing his breath. He's almost dead. Surely he's done now. No, he's not done. More grunts. More grunts.
Oh, God damn it. When he climaxed, he yelled triarchy again. It just takes me out of the moment.
Yeah, so then back with Damon. Damon is like, marriage is what we must do, but that doesn't stop us from also doing what we want.
And then they had this, like, this sort of kissing moment where they're like, we're being coy with each other. Like, he goes in for a kiss, she pulls back. And then she goes in, he pulls back. And then every time the drum was like, I was like, just do it already. Okay.
So then he puts her against the wall. So it looks like they're about to really start, right? Like her pants are off. And then he looks into her eyes. He turns her around and looks into her eyes. And then the music stops. And then she's like, oh, hell no, I'm into this. So she pulls him back and starts getting aggressive. And he's like, oh, thanks a lot. Now I can't get it up. God damn it. And he like slams the wall and runs off.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I forgot about that thing I left on. I have to go. Bye.
He's such asshole. My God. He just runs off and leaves her. Also, it must have been hard back then because I don't think they knew that drinking, you know, can make your wiener not work properly sometimes, you know? He's probably thinking like it's some mental thing. Or maybe it is some mental thing, but wine can't help. You know what I mean?
No, it can't. So he storms off. And so then she's like, okay, well, yes, I'll go too. So she leaves, and then like a small figure goes after her. So you're like, oh no.
Now we see a little kid. Spied. He's like, girl. So the little kid gets up and starts running after her.
he's ready to get onto Twitter. He's like, girl. He's like, I have a blind item. Okay. Certain member of royalty who may or may not be an heir seen at a pleasure house with someone in her family who's not her father, but recently rekindled a relationship with that person.
Yeah. He goes out to spread the goss. So then the king is like, oh, yes, score, full run. Did it? I finished, right? Did I finish? She's like, yes, thank God. So he goes to sleep, and Allison's like, that was fun. Thanks. This was great for me. Like,
great.
Yeah, I don't know if you can tell. It was great for me the way I didn't move the entire time and did this a few times.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
For a Crappens commercial.
Honestly, I think this was the moment that Ray Ray was living for, was walking back to her room, but not through the secret exit. So she walks up and Kristen's like, oh, what? He's like, doesn't know how she snuck out. And so he's like, huh. But now she's all horned up because basically Damon brought her to the edge, but then didn't follow through. So she's like, okay.
She's blue-balled. She's totally blue-balled. And she passes by him. She's like, I'm mad. And slams the door. And he's like, are you okay? And she's like, opens the door and grabs his helmet off. And she's like, come on in, big boy. And he's like, I don't know. She's like, do you want your hat back? Can't have it back. Do you want your hat back? Can't have it back. Join us. None. He's like, why are you dancing like that? She's like doing a slow motion cartwheel across the floor.
Doesn't it instill a lot of confidence in his bodyguard duties if he can't get his helmet away from her, by the way? So like, yeah. So she's like, I'm like, ma'am, I believe this is a massive, you know, human resource violation. I think he is your employee. This is not what you're supposed to be doing.
She's like, whatever, Ben. Why are you doing the cat's dance?
Your Grace, how is this tire rising up to the ceiling?
Isn't it sexy? He's like, I can't even see you up there. I've got front row seats. Can't see past the lip of the tire.
There's just so much smoke coming out from under that tire. I know you need to mask the pole underneath it, but really, I want to be able to see the performers.
So they play some, like, you know, got your hat. And then they start to, he's like, I'm going to get beheaded for this. You know, he just looks at the door. Not like he's going to get fired. He's going to lose his damn head over this, literally. Okay.
Yeah,
lose your head, pay a head. Pay a head for some head.
Give a head, bit. Yeah. Give a head, take a head.
Yeah.
Give some head, take a head. So then she starts first, like, taking off his armor. This is a process that takes, this is a very long seduction process. Like, ooh, I'm going to take off your armor one piece at a time.
I know, she's like pulling out the drill bits. She's like, hold on, let me see if we've got this size.
Hold on, do you still have the IKEA? Do you have an Allen wrench? Because I don't think I have mine. Hold on one second, let me look in here.
God, your model is the Flurg. It's the Flurg. I thought you were wearing a Schlachtnitz.
Oh, shoot. My Allen wrench is a 3/4, and I think this needs a full, like, it needs a half. I don't know. Is there a stick around here that we can use to get this thing off?
Yeah, she's, like, crowbarring it. She's like,
it's like 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
45 minutes later, she's like, all right, the right arm's done. Let's move on to the left one.
Good God. And, you know, there's, like, such a big storyline of impotency on this show, and I'm like, and that doesn't cause impotency? Like, I had a boner half an hour ago when you started taking off my shirt. I mean, Jesus Christ, what do you think, I'm made out of blood vessels over here? Let's get it moving. Can we add something that you can pull up and down that your penis can just come out of? It's like the day the zippers were invented.
It's just like, ladies and gentlemen, now that I am the queen of this land, I present zippers. So he finally gets all the armor off, and then he still has like two more layers of shirt on. I was like, oh my God, get to it. And actually, without all his armor on, I was able to finally appreciate how much he looks like Jacques, Luann's ex-boyfriend from Real Housewives of New York City. Did you notice that? It's hard to unsee.
Yeah, he does have a little like young Balky look to him.
Yeah. So finally, she gets the shirt off so we can finally see him shirtless, which is nice. And in fact, he's actually full on naked. But of course, we only get to see his butt cheeks because it's Game of Thrones and you're only allowed to show boobs. So,
oh, no, Game of Thrones showed some dong, didn't they?
Crazy strange men. That's like the only time they show it.
They won't show hot dong. Yeah, they only show like homely dong because they don't want men being like, oh my God, why do I have a boner? I hate this show.
Am I gay? This canceled this show.
Yeah, only homely dong. So, yeah, so it takes 9 years, and I wrote they should do a cast change right now. Like, she starts at one age when they start the armor, and then by the end of her getting off the armor, she's the next actress.
That's a new actress. Yeah, I agree. That would just be amazing. So they have a big, long sex scene. It's much more sensual than the Pleasure House. Like, the Pleasure House was very much like, it felt like, remember that band Enigma? That was like, hi-ya, hi-ya. Like, that's what should have been playing in the background. But this is more, look up Enigma. You'll remember Enigma from the 90s.
This more is like
I was thinking more Sade. Like, this is no ordinary love.
He's so, got, anyway. But I mean, he doesn't have that oomph for Sade. Soul.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe it's more like a Linda Ronstadt sex scene.
Maybe, yeah. He seems like he would have, like, something kind of cute and bouncy, like, boop, 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 boop. Like, maybe one of those songs from Real like Girlfriends in Paris. It's like, boop, 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 boop.
Jacuzzi do. Maybe it's like Selena Gomez, like, I love you like a love song, baby. Like, something like that. That's like, I can imagine him feeling like that was sexy, but other people would be like, that's not really a sexy song, but Kristen yeah. likes it. It's sort of weird.
Yeah, and then, like, down the line, Ray's like, oh, my God, my boyfriend listens to Selena Gomez. So.
She's like, can I tell, later on when she's, like, on a girl's trip and they're telling secrets, she's like, can I tell you something? The first time Kristen and I had sex, we did it to Selena Gomez. He said, no, this song will be really sexy, and we did it to Selena Gomez, and they're like,
ah! And he cried. They'll be like, oh, my God. So then later, Otto comes out of the castle, and they're like, Otto comes to the king. I guess he has a meeting with the king.
Well, no, he's
no a knight.
No, no, he comes yes. out of the castle right. to like the front of the keep, and then a soldier right. comes up to him, and the soldier's like, "Apologies for the late hour, my lord. The message. Everyone's getting woken up in the middle of the night tonight." But he's like, yeah. "The messenger brings word from
From the White Worm."
Okay, I thought he said White Worm. I wasn't sure because I was like, is this a callback or a reference in a weird way to Grey Worm? I wasn't sure.
It's the White Worm. It's like the town gossip or whatever. So it's the little kid who we saw in the alleyway. So he's like, hello, sir. I've got some gossip. He's like, spill the tea, kid. So he's like, I'm sorry. Are you the child who's here to gossip or are you going to have a go with the princess? Right, which one are you? The gossip one, sir. All right, spill. Spill then.
So then we don't see what the kid says, but now it's the morning, and Damon is waking up next to Mizaria. And I was a little confused
about
this.
Not next to her. He's just like, waking up in a bed, like in a shitty bed, like in a mattress on the ground.
Like on a hay. Like not meaning like next to, meaning that like she's standing.
Yeah.
Like at his feet. So like they are in proximity of each other.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't want it to sound like they were boning or something.
You're right.
So
I did make
the whole thing.
You're right. So, few questions first and foremost. I thought she was at Dragonstone. Or was it that at the end of her little monologue two episodes, did she say she was leaving Dragonstone? Did I forget something or miss something?
She got all mad. She was like, bye, you tried to use me and tell everybody I was going to be pregnant with your baby. Like, what the fuck? Fuck you, okay? I don't need this shit. I'm out of here.
I guess she went back to, you know, the Pleasure House. I guess that's what, I mean, obviously, because she's there. And he's like, no. Am I a prisoner?
Oh, sorry. I don't know where they were. I was about to say, no, she doesn't do that anymore. But I don't know if she does or not.
Well, maybe. See, I was confused.
She's like, well, he says, am I your prisoner? And she's like, as I was once yours. No, I'm your protector. Lucky for you. This will lift the fog. And she gives him a drink and he just throws it on the ground, which also he's sleeping on. I mean, Damon doesn't really think that.
This is why he can't be king. And she's like, he's like, I don't need protection from a common. Oh. And she goes, I'm not so common. I've left that life behind. I've learned that the skin trade can only take me so far in life. I'm like, well, you clearly have not seen Pretty Women, but that's fine.
Yeah, you just need to wait for your Richard Gere, girl. And so then the little fucking kid comes in and gives her money and leaves. Little dang kids, get off my lawn. So she just looks at Damon and looks at him like he's pathetic. And she's like, bye, stupid. Pay for your room on your way out, all right? He's like, ugh, women.
Yeah. So what do you think?
So she's the white worm.
She must be. Yeah. So I guess so. She is the one. She pays. Yeah. She's like the she's like almost like a young a Varys in training, right? Because she's paying all these little spies. I guess that she gets kickbacks.
She's like the Varys of that time.
She gets the kickbacks from like the hand or whatever, I'm assuming.
Yeah. She's selling info. So Otto is wrestling with this information, and he wrestles with things in that, like, I'm trying to poop kind of way, where he's like, and so he's wrestling, and then he decides to take a deep breath and give it one good push. No, he knocks on the king's door, and the king's like, I am making model trains.
He's like, well, I apologize for the early hour, Your Grace. This is a big episode for apologizing for hours. So, you know, sort of on trend. I have some discomforting news. I thought it best shared discreetly before the council. And the king's like, oh, is it about the sea snake again? He's like, no. I'm afraid it concerns the
princess. It's a land snake. It's a land snake, actually. A very blonde albino land snake, all right, inside of your daughter. And he's like, has my daughter been harmed? And he's like, look, it's not easy to tell a father of his daughter's exploits, but your princess was spied last night beyond the walls of the keep in a pleasure house. Okay. I mean, do you know how hard it was when she came down to breakfast and I had to say, hey, you want some toast or are you happy biting on a pillow? Yeah, little stinker.
He's like, well, what of it? He's like, well, she was carrying on with her uncle and they were engaged in behaviors unbecoming of a maiden, of a princess. And the king's like,
carbs.
What behaviors? He's like, how clearly do I have to... Okay, it was a pleasure house. They were engaging in behaviors. Okay, let me give you a hint. It wasn't murder. It was... Were they overcooking chicken? Did they overcook some chicken? No.
Otto's like, they were doing their taxes. What do you think they were doing? God damn. And he's like, you enter my bedchamber accusing my daughter of, go ahead, say it, speak it, sounds like movie, three syllables, come on.
What I'm trying to say, Your Grace, is that they were sleeping together. And what was it, side by side? On their backs, what was the mattress like? I mean, just say what it was, for crying out loud, Otto.
And he goes, they were seen together in the bowels of the pleasure den. I love when he goes, your daughter was seen at the whorehouse. And the king goes, so?
Yeah.
What's your point?
It's like, okay, well, they were in the bowels of it. They were on the third level where things get, there's a lot of kink down there. Okay. And he's like, and just say it. Just say what was going on. It's like,
coupling. They were watching Coupling. That show was terrible. All right. Who even watches that damn show? No, sir. Fucking. They were fucking. All right. And he's like, this is a lie. You're being lied to. And he's like, I wish it were true. My lord. He says, who is responsible for this gossip? Have this rumor monger before me. I will take his eyes.
And he's like, I can't reveal my sources. Unfortunately, it's my code. And honestly, like, a lot of people saw them. Like, they were really on display. And then afterwards, she was like walking through a gas station without any shoes on, eating Cheetos. It was a disaster.
I mean, that's basically the truth. They were just like, hey, you want to fuck in the lobby? Hopefully no one will recognize us. The only two albino people in the room. So the king says, are you sick, so sick with ambition that you would have my daughter spied upon while your best chance for her to be ruined? You consider yourself a cunning man. You wish to have your blood on the Iron Throne so badly that you would destroy my own? Get out. Leave me at once. Choo-choo. Choo-choo. Choo-choo train downtown.
Otto does his most passive aggressive goodbye, which is going, Your Grace. Which is like, I love when they do like an angry Your Grace. Your Grace walks off.
And then Alicent was hiding behind the dressing folder thing. The dressing screen. She's like, oh, well, that was something, eh?
The king's like, oh, I was wondering why there were some shadow puppets back there. That makes all so much more sense. I thought there was a real crow just flying in place. Anyway, so
Ray Ray's brushing the sin out of her hair in her room, and there's a knock at the door, and Kristen comes in, and she's like,
Hello. Oh, a morning session. I'm into it. So, but he's all serious. And she's like, oh, when you put your armor all the way back on. Okay, so I guess we'll have to block out an hour for the derobing, shall we? He's like, no, princess, I have a message from the queen. So Rey's like, ugh. So now Rey goes outside. And there's Allison standing under that damn red tree again. And Allison is in one. Allison's mad because she had to have crappy sex last night. And she's like, so what happened last night? Did you have good sex? Well, guess what? Good sex is overrated because you know what? Good sex is only for sluts because bad sex is for queens. And I'm a queen. And guess what? I had bad sex, which means I'm better than you. How do you feel about that, Rey?
If you think I'm not upset with you, you are sorely mistaken. Oh, God, that word is triggering. I shouldn't use that word, sorely. Come up with another one. So Ray's like, Allison first is like, what happened last night? Because my father has made some worrying allegations. He said you did carbs with your uncle in a pillow house. And she's like, oh, well, I haven't seen my uncle in years, so he took me out to the city for fun, you know. Your dad accused me of something. What did I do? I drank a little wine. Sorry.
Have you ever been to Cabo Wabo? It is an excellent bar, it turns out. Stop trying to distract, okay? You fucked Damon in a pleasure house. And Ray's like, oh, that is a fine accusation. Actually, technically, vile.
She, and she does it in that totally guilty way. She's like,
I did not fuck him. I merely made out with him and then fucked my bodyguard afterwards. Big difference.
Yeah, she's like, I did nothing. Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
See me in a pleasure house. It wasn't me. By the blowing curtains. It wasn't me. By the people having an orgy. It wasn't me. On the floor in the bowels.
It wasn't me.
Next to that impromptu theater show. It wasn't me.
After I saw a rope penis. It wasn't me.
And ate the little thing from the fruit fender and then spat it out and ran away. It wasn't me.
Allison's like, oh, really? Well, you Targaryens have a queer cousins, and your uncle has customs. You have queer customs. So I was like, wow, you have queer cousins. Jeez, what are you talking to my cousins? You have queer cousins. Them? They're like, we know. He's over there tap dancing to the opening song from Cats, trying to do some weird sex reenactment.
I know. It's like, you Targaryens have queer cousins, which is why you always have such wonderfully designed homes. But enough about that.
And your uncle has no limits. And Ray's like, this did not happen. Okay. Are my sheets a little dirty today? Sure. Sure. It did not happen. You know what? We were there for the free hot dogs. They have free hot dogs there.
It turns out that they have an amazing buffet, and the centerpiece of it is really their hot dogs. People don't realize that about pleasure houses, that there's actually really good food there. That's all I'm saying.
So Ray's like, who would make these claims to your father? I am the princess, and to question my virtue is an act of treason. And she goes, well, I don't know who did it specifically, but he did report it to the king. I overheard it. All right. I was just innocently standing behind the dressing screen. I do it every morning. It's where I have my coffee. What?
I was working on my shadow puppetry. It's perfectly normal. So Allison's like, I just want to help you. She goes, listen, we drank in a tavern, several taverns, actually. Have you ever had mead by the yard? Delicious. Anyway, it was getting late and I asked to go home, and Damon was like, no, we should continue. And he was my escort and I had no other choice. And Allison's like, so you went to a brothel? And she goes, well, you know, we went to a show. It was wonderful. Lin-Manuel Miranda did this amazing impersonation of my father. He was great, by the way. And I didn't do anything. Lin-Manuel
was wonderful. You know, to see yourself on stage is one thing, but to see yourself rapping like a white man, I mean, that was... That was something else.
Yes, I loved their silent duel at the end. It never happened in real life, but it was great. Loved
my
how they
name
did
is Rhaenyra Targaryen. It's Rhaenyra Targaryen. It's Rhaenyra Targaryen.
My favorite number was in the small council where it happened. Loved that song. In my head all morning.
So she's like, I didn't do anything. And then he got wasted and then abandoned me for some whore. And Allison's like, well, I'm going to buy this because you're the only person that will say tapestry to me.
She's like, look, Damon never touched me. I swear this to you. Upon the love of my mother. I mean, did we make out a little bit? Yes. Did I sort of present as if I'm ready to do it doggy style? Perhaps. But honestly, I didn't actually sleep with him. He wasn't the one I slept with last night. I mean, I slept with this. No one.
This was so funny that she's like, he never touched me. I swear on the memory of my mother. And she's like, well, certainly she wouldn't lie about that. I was like, yes, Rhaenyra, just fucking lying on your dead mom.
Yeah.
You so wrong. I love it. So Allison is like, well, it was foolish to put yourself in a place where your virtue could come into question. We're trying to find you a good match. And if a lord thought you were sullied, it would ruin everything.
She's like, she's like, Your Grace, I regret it. So now we see Damon. He's like slinking back to the keep. And Sir Harold is like, shows up and he's like really pissy. He's like, the king demands an audience. So they sort of like grab him, they haul him, and they just like throw him down on the ground in the throne room.
Damon's and still drunk. He's like, get your hands off of me. I got more spice here now. Fuck. They just throw him down on the ground and he just stays there. So the king comes in and he's like, my daughter. He's like, oh, it was just Mad Libs. Hilarious. Like, what do you want me to say?
Are we playing Pyramid? Okay, your daughter. Rhaenyra, is that the answer?
You defiled her. He's like, well, I mean, was she filed in the first place? That's the question. Or was she just a paper left out on the desk? I mean, come on. And the king kicks him. And he's like, you say nothing. And he goes, oh, what does it matter? When we were her age, we fucked our ways through the brothels. And he's like, she's just a girl and your niece. You've ruined her. Who's going to wed her now?
He's like, I can't believe the virtue that you've taken from her. Now she'll never be able to marry her two-year-old brother.
Oh, my God. What 80-year-old is going to want my 16-year-old gorgeous daughter now?
So then Damon's like, well, who the fuck cares what some lord thinks? You are the dragon. Your word is truth. And the king's like, I have spent a lifetime defending you, but your heart is blacker than I thought.
Blacker than my finger after a throne nick. All right. And Damon's like, oh, just wed it to me. I'll take the spoiled goods. You spoiled the goods. All right. It's like walking into Ross dressed for less, breaking a home sign on purpose, and then asking for a discount on it.
And then the king is like, well, you're already married. Don't you remember? And Damon's like, well, that didn't stop Aegon the Conqueror from taking a second wife. And the king is like really mad about that. And he puts a knife on his throat.
And he's like, of course you just wanted the throne. You know what? Go back to your wife and get it together. Get together the last scrap of dignity you have left. Get the fuck out of my house again.
I can't wait to meet his wife. I can't tell if they're going to make her just like a horror or just like someone who's going to be a gay icon. Like, I just want her to be just like this fabulous.
I want her to be like this Megan Hilty.
Yes. To be someone like that he hates, but they were all like, yes!
We just are rooting for her. 30 Rock, the blonde chick from 30 Rock, Jane Krakowski.
Oh my God, if it's Jane Krakowski, and she's just like singing there. She comes back and she's like, welcome back! He's like, oh, not the show tunes again. I just saw a show. I'll see another one.
So Damon's like, fine, I'll leave. And the king leaves all mad, and Damon just goes back to sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
So then the bedroom, the queen's pouring some wine and looking out the balcony with Kingi. And they're talking about, like, has he spoken with Rhaenyra? And she's like, well, it's not in Rhaenyra's nature to be deceitful. And I can't say the same for your brother. I mean, how often does he speak the pure truth?
Yeah. And he's like, but how does confessing such things serve him? She's like, okay, you're really not getting this, are you? Okay. All right, he's reducing you. Okay, don't you see? He is trying to undermine Rhaenyra, right? So the king is like, he's basically it doesn't matter.
Damon just told him exactly what his motives were, to try and sully her enough so that he'll say, fine, just marry my brother, because that's all that's going to want you anyway, and then he'll have access to the throne. Like, hello, he literally just told you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, you know, the king is a little slow on the uptake. It took him a long time to kind of figure out what, like, being caught at the whorehouse meant. And now it's like kind of not understanding what Allison is saying. So, you know.
Yeah. So he's like, well, whatever transpired, Ray's not easy either. It's a both situations are wrong. Both the good people on both sides. And she's like, don't you start that shit with me. Right. Yeah, he tried to corrupt her, and he's like, well, they both share the blood of the dragon. I mean, they're restless. Look at me and my passion for model trains. It's unbridled.
I just can't stop adding on to this model city. It's great. Thank God I moved into this room that was already large enough to accommodate it.
Yeah.
So basically she's like, listen, she swore to me that she's still a maiden, and I believe her. So then we go to Rhaenyra walking through the hallways, like, because that's a big thing that she does. It's like you know, mall walkers. She's a keep walker. She walks to get her, you know,
it's
get
like
her steps.
The West Wing when like 90% of the show was them like walking quickly through hallways. But she has like a more leisurely West Wing walk. She's like, I will walk through the hallway with guards, but slowly. So everyone understands that I'm pissed.
Yeah.
So she does, and she's brought to his model train room, and she goes to the fire, and there's a dagger and the knife, and she almost takes it, but the king is there, and he's like, that dagger belonged to someone famous, Aegon. Before that, someone else famous, Aegon the small A, all right?
Yeah.
The pre-Aegon, before it became like a multi-generational name, right? Before that, I don't know, some lady named Patricia. No one really knew her.
It was a weird moment in our family history, but we got through it. Anyway, look, if you look closely, there's writing on this, much like the ring in The Lord of the Rings. And so she's reading the dagger and says, from my blood comes the prince that was promised, and his will be the song of us. You know, Father, how much do we really have to promote the other Game of Thrones? It already aired. It's already successful.
It's over. Everyone it's hated over. The last season. I mean, what more do we need to know?
So the king's like, I have been burdened with this knowledge. Okay, I am burdened. She's like, I don't really see how it's a burden, but, you know, you do you, whatever makes you feel important, Father.
And he's like, listen, this responsibility, it's larger than the throne. It's larger than your desires. Just Jaehaerys would have disinherited you. And she's like, for a lie, you haven't even yet asked me what the truth is. And he's like, the truth doesn't matter, only perception. You know, am I missing a finger? Yes. Who cares? I'm playing patty cake with everyone I see.
Fake it till you make it, baby. So she's like, well, if I were a man, I could bet whoever I wanted. I could have a dozen bastards if I wanted to. No one would even blink an eye. Yes, but
if
you are a woman. All right, Beyonce, that's enough. That's enough. I'm trying to be a serious father right now. So basically he's like, I could strip, you know, like she's basically like, you know what? Just disinherit me. Strip me of the throne, give it to Aegon. I don't really care. He's like, no, I can't, because I already told you that there's writing on the dagger. And also, I'm trying to keep the realm together.
You're grounded, and since I can't take televisions or iPads away from you yet, you're marrying a gross person.
You have to go marry the son of the sea snake. And she goes, oh, so I can be a remedy for your political headache. He goes, you are my political headache. She's like, that was actually a pretty good one, Dad. I like that.
I know, that was a good one. Also, she doesn't have to marry a gross guy, right? Because he's cute, I think, the guy she has to marry. Which
yeah,
she lucked
cute.
Out on that one. So he's like, your marriage will unite the naval fleets and the dragons, and no one will dare fuck with us. And she's like, well, what would you do about the future? Well, okay, fine, then.
Vultures.
What are you going to do about the vulture who perches on your throne? And he's like,
there's a bird on my throne. Do people know this? Hello, can
it's
we get someone to get
there? Because the finger fell off there. You know, it just still smells the rot, all right?
I'm telling you, the service in this castle has really gone downhill. Hello, can we get someone on the line to shoo the birds out of the throne? No, Father, it's a metaphor for crying out loud. You really
are. You know,
are
I heard there were mice
things.
In the dragon school eyes. I mean, really, this place is going downhill.
So she's basically like, you know, hello, Otto Hightower, your hand. Did you not notice that he's served like two kings? And like, you know, what's, and he's like, well, he's served two kings. She's like, Yeah, but he wants Aegon to be the heir, and he's not going to stop at anything to get it done. And, like, that includes spying on me when I'm at a pleasure house, allegedly, but I wasn't. I was at the theater, of course. And, you know, you speak of conqueror's visions, but, like, and the need for unity, but how can that be accomplished when your most trusted advisor is so self-interested? And if microphones were invented, I would have dropped one right now.
He's like, but it's unavoidable. I mean, he knows so many people. He's very connected. He's got a great Rolo. Really great. And she's like, get rid of him. And he's like, all right. She goes, I'll do my duties here, but you first do yours as king.
And he's like, damn it. I thought I had really had such a good zing when I said, you are my political issue. And now she got me with that one. And she really won the scene, didn't she?
So now Otto is brought into the council room, but it's just him. Mm. And the king is like, 5 days. What? Is this Mad Libs? What are we doing here?
We need some context, Your Grace. He's like, well, you know, my father, he died. My father was hale and hearty and great body and soul and mind and whatever. And he was the hand of Jaehaerys, and they went on a hunt, and then 5 days later, he died, dead of a burst belly. Balon the rider of Vagon, dead belly Vagon. And he basically saying his dad died 5 days after this hunt. And the timing was curious.
Right. And he's like, the gods have a dark wit, which I like that's also how Cersei took out the first king in Game of Thrones. It's like, wow, people are just like, hunting accident. Sorry. Sorry, hunting accident.
Oops.
So Otto's like, oh, yes, that was a grim day. I recall that all too well. He goes, well, it was a good day for you, wasn't it? Because Jaehaerys made you hand in Balon's stead, didn't he? Didn't he? And he's like, oh, well, I didn't really view it as hitting pay dirt, really. It was a duty. So I did my duty. I mean, I was much richer. My clothes were much better. I got my first haircut. But, you know, whatever. Blessed. Hashtag blessed is what I'm saying. You know.
Well, you served my grandsire nobly. And then you served my sire nobly. You taught me to be the man. You taught me how to be a king. And he's like, you honor me, my grace. Thanks for these free compliments. He's like, no. I'm man. I'm angry. Just five days.
You went from being another man in Jaehaerys' court to being the second most powerful man in the kingdom. I wonder how long it took you to choose yourself over your king.
I was like, Your Grace. He goes, I will never recover from Emma's death. But Allison, she took me from the worst of my grief. She was a calculated distraction. And now I realize how calculated she was.
Men are so stupid. Men, like, are literally idiots. Like, what did you think before? That this 15-year-old or whatever-year-old girl was like, oh, my God, I'm totally boning that hot king with his fingers falling off. I mean, he is hot. He's like, only now am I realizing you are using me.
Slow on the uptake. It's like, oh, I thought every 15-year-old girl liked to commission figurines for a king.
Yeah.
The king's model city.
In the middle of the night. The night their wife died. Like, hello. So the king says, Otto's like, oh, the queen loves you, and I know you love her. And he's like, well, she is good with a wash rag. I'll give her that. But your judgment has been compromised. And he's like, a loyal hand must tell his king discomforting truths. If he doesn't, he's failed as a servant. Listen, sir, it's not just a job. It's a hand job. Shall I give you one right now? Shall I?
It's very much a sentiment we hear a lot in The Real Housewives, which is like, I was honestly, when I said you'd look like a skank and you'd sleep with everyone in town, I was saying that because I'm your friend, okay? Because a real friend tells you things, a real friend is honest with you, tells you things you don't want to hear. That's a real friend. Like, we hear that all the time on The Housewives.
Yeah, like, I only had your husband followed around to make sure he wasn't cheating on you because I care about you. Okay. So the king is like, you were a faithful servant, Otto. Give me your hand pin. And he takes off his little hand pin brooch thing. Yeah. And he's like, the crown, the realm, both owe you a debt, but I can no longer trust your judgment. Goodbye now. Poor person. Goodbye.
So then Rhaenyra's just sitting in her room. And then it's like, Knock, knock, knock. It's like, I'm sorry for the late hour. Did I get one in?
I love this doctor. He cracks me up.
Apparently no one does things during proper working hours in this castle anymore, so it's late hour. I had a hard time mixing these things together to put in this vial, which sort of looked like poison to the audience at first, but turns out is actually a very controversial kind of potion in America, if you catch my drift.
It looks like a perfume bottle, but I took great care in its preparation. If not brewed properly, it could be hard on the poop or kill you.
And she's like, what is it?
He's like, well, you know, if plan A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, or S don't work out, we rely on plan T. And that's what we call this tea. She's like, what?
It's
morning after tea. All right, just take it. All
right,
just take
it. Well, why don't I just drink it right now? What do you mean morning after tea? I'm just unwanted consequences. Of what? You're quite like your father, aren't you?
Fucking your uncle. Are you saying I'm fucking my uncle? Well, do we have any ice? Do we have any ice here, actually? Do we have stevia in the keep?
Just drink it and I'll be out in the hallway if you need anything, okay?
So, A, good for health services back then. I mean, I don't know if I would trust plan B from a guy who's like still putting your hands in maggots to get rid of dead skin or whatever. But listen,
I think it's a sad state of affairs when Westeros is more progressive than the United States right now. But that's another matter. But the question is whether or not she's going to drink it. Because in my mind, I was thinking, okay, so she was spotted with Daemon, and now people say there's rumors that she slept with him, and now she's going to get pregnant from Kristen though, and then the baby's going to come out not looking like Daemon, or maybe it will look like Daemon. I was like, this is gonna be a disaster, especially because what if she marries this new guy and then she has a baby, and then on top of that it's supposed to be a mixed race baby, and then it turns out maybe looking like David Schwimmer. So I was like, I actually kind of hope she doesn't take the potion, only because I want to see the complications that come from it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a soap opera, right? So I'm guessing she's not going to take it, but either way, that baby has to be born with bleach blonde hair. So she's...
Does it have to be? Is that the dominant gene?
Because her husband is going to have bleach blonde hair, and true, Daemon is going to have bleach blonde hair. So if it's not born with bleach blonde hair, she's going to be in trouble.
Okay. I think that, you know what? What's going to happen is everyone's going to think it's Daemon's child, but it's really Kristen Cole's child.
Well, typical soap opera thing. But if she has a brown-headed baby, people are going to be like,
And then the new guy, Lainor is going to be like, oh, this is obviously not my baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, white baby.
And then he's going to try to kill it. Yeah. He's going to probably try to kill it or send it off. And then we're going to have to find out what happened to that baby in like season 3.
Girl, I don't know.
It's like Mad Men, honestly.
In the preview, shit's hitting the fan. That's for sure. This never really works out. But at the end, everybody's glad about having the baby, usually.
Yeah. You know what? I can't wait.
A lot of Days of Our Lives.
I like that this episode leaned into soap opera-y things instead of like small council decisions and, you know, the king. I think the show is most interesting when it focuses on her and not the king. I think the king is sort of pathetic. So I'm like, every time he's doing something, I'm like, ugh, stupid king. You know, but
other families. Like, I like the soap opera thing. And one thing that makes what makes soap opera so good are family rivalries. You know, you've always got we need to see the other castles and what's happening in there and how they're playing and like manipulating to get the spot. It's a Game of Thrones. It's not just one family. It needs to be.
Yeah. Like, where is her aunt? Her aunt has not been in the past 2 episodes and she's my favorite character. Like, we need to see more of her. Well, we need to, like, it's a little one track.
I'm sure they'll bring. Yeah. I think they'll start branching out more in the future. I would think so. But I'm loving the show so far. And I loved Ray Ray's journey.
I love her sexual escapades. Yeah, good for her. I was happy for her.
It. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here. We sure love you. Thanks for being with us on Crappens on Demand. Fucking subscribing, okay? We will talk to you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, She's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying. Okay. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Hail the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran. We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.